This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A school reform advocacy group has released its first report on how well Denver Public Schools is meeting several goals. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The group Educate Denver says the district is making some progress. For example, 40% of children are on target in reading, while the goal is 43%. There's a 46-point difference in test scores between black and white students. The goal is to reduce that gap to 36 points. The organization, however, says the district is off track in several key areas, like academic outcomes for children with special needs. Also, just 46% of DPS graduates go on to post-secondary education. The goal is 54%. Educate Denver will track the goals monthly. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The world's largest aircraft is being designed in Colorado. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Radia, the Boulder-based firm behind the project, tells the Wall Street Journal it's building the Windrunner plane to transport the massive blades you see on wind turbines. The plane is 124 feet longer than a Boeing 747, large enough to carry blades for offshore turbines, which can be longer than a football field. Bigger blades mean offshore turbines can produce twice as much electricity as onshore versions, but they're much harder to service. The company says Windrunner is about halfway done, but the plane should be ready within the next 4 years. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The CU women's basketball team is headed back to the Sweet 16 for the second NCAA tournament in a row. The Buffs came back to win against Kansas State Sunday. The CU women are now the only team from the state left in March Madness. The women will face the winner of tonight's game between Iowa and West Virginia. This is CPR News.